What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up? Back on the Boss Man Show. We're going to the SWAC conference to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, to talk to my man Solomon Bozeman, UAPB Lions out there in Pine Bluff doing big things. Solomon, good to talk to you, my brother. I see you in nice Lion gear, man. Looking good over there, brother. How's things going, man?
Man, life is good, man. God is good. Can't complain, man. We just over here working. That's about it.
I hear that, brother. Let me ask you this, man. For you, man, year one, how'd you assess year one, man, getting your feet wet, being the head coach of UAPB, man, and evaluating how things went and how you're going to make things better going here into year two now?
Man, I just think, man, you know, you got to start off and you got to build the culture. You know, you got to get the guys that fit your culture, fit what you about. You know what I mean? So I thought we did that. I think each year we have improved. Year one, year one was a process building the culture. Year two was getting our guys in that fit our program, that fit me, that fit our coaching staff, you know, and so we did that. And now coming into year three, man, it's been a blessing, man, because we're able to return 10 guys, you know. And year two, man, we had to go get 11 guys. We basically had to get on like a new team, you know, so it's just lesson to come into year three, and we got 10 returning guys coming back to our team that we feel good about. And so we were able to go out and add four more guys to our team, man. And we're excited about this year, man, and just to get going.
And brother Bozeman, man, I'll tell you this, man, like looking at your record last year, I tell people, you all played so many close games.
Right.
And having returning guys who've been through those wars, because you and I both know you can't replicate post games in practice with me. It's not the same pressure. Right. So you really could have won many more games than you did, because it was some close nail biters down there, and you really was in those games. And so looking at your record, I know it wasn't what you wanted it to be, but it could have been way better if you win post games. So I feel like your guys growing another year and doing that. they should have closed them games out there rather than lose them.
Right. And that was a big, you know, coming into year two this year, and it was a big deal for us as far as experience. We always felt like we lacked experience, and the only way you can get experience, like you said, is by playing in those tough games, playing in those close games. And so now returning 10 guys going into year three, all of those guys in that locker room, man, have seen it. They know what it looks like. You know, they've been through the tough games. They've been in close games. And so now, man, we look forward to winning those close games and being on the other side of it. So I'm excited about this team, man. Really excited. Love the guys we got coming back and love the guys that we got coming in.
And, you know, how cool is it to have 10 guys coming back? Because the summertime, you really can focus on player development, individual development, because you and I both know that's key to any program. And just having 10 guys back, you're not really use that your 4 hours to install more. You can really work on their games, get them better as players.
Right. Now, we love player development here. That's one thing we pride ourselves on. And then, man, just looking out for the kids, getting them to, you know, we want these guys to go be pros, man. We want these guys to be able to provide for their families. But like you said, retention is key. Retention is key, and having 10 guys back, I think that's going to be a huge plus for our team. Like I said, those guys have been through the wars. And so, like I said, we just look forward to coming out on the other side of those, you know, those games this year.
And it also helps you, you don't have to actually call plays every time down the court. You can just let the guys feel it and play it, because when you less you thinking, you can play faster and play better. Because I know when I played ball, like, I wasn't thinking, I was playing better. So having guys who don't know what you expect, they can read the game better now from having the experience. You don't have to worry about kind of looking to a place you can call a play every time. Just letting them play, right, figure out that way, and then getting the right action sets that you all know can work against that defense based on your scouts.
Right. No, I agree with what you said. We definitely got guys that know how to play the game. And it's obviously, man, you don't have to do as much teaching when you got guys coming back. You know, we had to implement a lot of stuff because we had 11 new guys. So we were doing a bunch of teaching. Now guys know what to expect. They know where to be on the defensive end. They know what we're looking for on the offensive end. And so now, like you said, man, we just want guys to get comfortable with playing out of spacing, playing out of ball screens, you know, being able to make reads and all those different things. And I think the guys have had a year of experience underneath their belts. And I think it's only going to continue to get better going into year three.
And brother Saul, let me ask you this, man. How much do you implement NBA concepts with your guys? Show them NBA flips to get them? Because a lot of them want to be at that level. So how much do you kind of borrow from the NBA for schematics and actions to put in what you all do there? You ain't down there in Prime Book, man.
Man, I really love watching the NBA game, man. You know, I played at the pro level. I was blessed to be able to play in the NBA G League. It was a G League. And so I got to play with a bunch of, you know, bunch of different guys that had played at that NBA level. I think I had 8 guys that played the NBA level. And then I had great coaches, man. One of my coaches is now at the Memphis Grizzlies. So I've always picked and studied things from the NBA, and we try to run the NBA style offense and play out of spacing, man, let these guys play free. I think the more they understand how to play out of spacing and the more free they're able to play, man, I think it's the better. So I take a lot from the NBA, man. I study the NBA game a lot. Even though it's, you know, different than college, I really study the NBA game.
100%, because it's the highest level. And watching the finals this year, Coach, man, I was like, man, seeing what Spoelstra and Malone were doing, the chess matches, what they was doing, man, it was great to watch that part of the game, because I know how you are and I am, too. I'm watching ball, man. I'm watching different stuff than most people are looking for. I'm watching certain different things. So it was like, seeing what they were doing, man, and how they were adjusting off each other and the defensive rotations, man, it was just great ball to watch, man, this past June.
Man, it was great, man. I thought both coaches did great. But obviously, man, Denver with Jamal Murray and Jokic, man, that two-man game. But then having guys out there that can make shots And not only make shots, man, they got guys that can do other things as well. You know, they got guys that are not one-dimensional, so they're very hard to guard. You know, so just try to implement things like that, man, with our team. I think our team has a chance to be, you know, really good offensively this year, better than what we've been in the past. You know, so we look to come back and move forward on that end of the floor and be better.
No doubt. Solomon, talk about the swag, man. I feel like every year it gets better and better and better. And, you know, watch the HBCU All-Star game, seeing the talent, whether it be the D1, the D2 level. It's like, man, people overlook it because of HBCU conferences. But, man, it's a lot of talent. You all coach your butts off. And the players are well-skilled. So talk about what you see in that regard by being in the trenches every day with these guys in that conference every day.
Man, I definitely think the SWAC is an underrated conference. Like you said, man, we got players in this league. And I think the coaching is really good in this league, too, man. We got guys that take time and study. Guys that are great at adjusting, man. So I definitely think the SWAC is an underrated conference, man. I think that, you know, we got to go play a lot of, you know, bye games on the road. You know, so that, you know, people might look at our conference and kind of down us, but you got to understand, man, we're going to play UConn, Gonzaga, Oklahoma. Like, we're playing the best of the best on the road. You know, you got to think about what if those schools came to our place? You know, it'd be tough for those schools to beat us in our place and our environments, which is very different. I love the HBCU culture. Our attendance at Pine Bluff is, if not the best in the SWAC, it's one of the best. So, you know, it's just a different environment, man. But I love the SWAC, man. I think the coaches are undervalued here. And we got good coaches and good players in this league.
And last year we saw it when some of them schools came on the road and played you all, they got beat. Which, yep. I hope they still will come play you all, because it might be scary to come play you all. But we saw, like you said, if you come on campus and play in that environment, it's a different environment. We ain't on the neutral side on their terms. Hey, it levels out real good when you got to deal with the HBCU spirit in those gyms, man.
Right, right, right. And I thought the SWAC did a great job. You know, playing those Pac-10 schools, man. I thought Grambling did a good job. I think they got a win. I think Texas Southern got a win at the house. So like I said, man, if those schools had to come play us here, I think it'd be tough, but at the end of the day, man, we love getting on the road, man. We love going to play the high major schools. There's nothing like it. They have a bunch of pros on their team, a bunch of NBA guys. So we look to go in there, man, compete. And, you know, for our conference to get recognition, man, we just got to go compete and take it to a whole nother level.
And for those who don't know, Pine Bluff was an excellent experience, man. You know, you go down there, man, you all kind of off to yourself, but on game day, would be football, basketball. It's very, very exciting, happening, and on point. So for the listeners who don't understand the way I do about the Pine Bluff experience, tell them about how it is on game day for basketball and football, Coach.
Man, it's crazy, man. The people in Pine Bluff, man, they really get behind us. The students are loud. Like I said, the city, man, they come out and support us. They pack out the football games. They pack out basketball games. Not only just the men's, man, our women's team is loaded this year. You know, so those games have been packed. And it's just a crazy environment, man. Our fans are ridiculous, man. They're nuts, man. They bring a lot of energy. They make the games exciting to come to. You know, I got a couple friends that came to the game from Magnolia, Arkansas. It's about an hour and a half from Pine Bluff. And their experience at the game, it's like a club atmosphere, man. Like, it's just different, man. It's crazy. So I love it, man. It gets rowdy in there, man. And like I said, our crowd does a great job of bringing that energy, man. It's definitely an advantage at the house.
Now, are you coming to Memphis for that classic for football, or are you going to be busy with the team, man?
No, man, we definitely going to be out there, man. That's something that I want the team to experience, you know. So I'm definitely going to bring the team out there. We all be out there as a team at the Classic, man, in Memphis. And I want them to get that experience.
Well, I'll be there now. I have my TSU gear because I went to school there. But I'm
man, we're gonna have to give you some Pine Bluff gear until you go out there wear a TSU shirt and Pine Bluff hat.
Hey, I'm doing sideline on the football team. I was like, I might not get down. I come holler at you when you're there, man. We'll be there, man. I'm looking forward to going down there. You know, I know a lot of TSU people upset when Jackson State pulled out. Playing you all is good, man, because like I said, I already know about how Pam will be. You know, I already know. You know, I got folks in El Dorado, Arkansas, way down the way. Come down. So yeah, I know all about it, man. So like, you know, I love it, man. So I'm looking forward to that class, man. You know, get out of right before the Hawks start, so I get to have that fun for the Hawks start on the 25th. So it's like right on point, you know.
Man, it might be 100,000 people out there, man. It's definitely gonna be deep. It's gonna be a lot of support from both ways. But just know, Pine Bluff, man, we bringing it, baby. We bringing it.
Hey, look, I'm going to go out there, have me some fun and tailgate on Tiger Walk, man, and do all the activities, man, and I'm going to just try to be on my best behavior. I don't mess up, doesn't hit the house.
Right. We definitely got to link up, man, when we get out there, man.
No doubt. And last word for you, bro, man, this man, with the portal, man, and transfer portal, how it's going, man, you feel like you ever get your hands on better high school players now? That I can overlook by those Power Five because they want to know them combined like crazy almost, but you can find a better high school player and develop and build them up, man. And, you know, have them in your program for a few years before they maybe get poached by the big guys.
Right. Now, I definitely think the transfer portal is been good, man. We were able to get some kids out the transfer portal this year that's going to, you know, be able to help us and take us to another level. But like you said, man, I definitely think, you know, with some high school kids out there that get slept on, that's, you know, that's been under-recruited, and you can go get you a good high school kid and develop them. And, you know, within 3 or 4 months, they get adjusted to being in college and being in college practices in that environment. And you look up, man, you got you a steal. You know, a guy that's not supposed to be, you know, at Pine Bluff, is what people say, even though I think Pine Bluff's a great school. I think HBCU basketball is huge. SWAC is huge, and I think it's on the rise. I think it's definitely on the rise. But you definitely can get it out there in that portal, and you get you a steal, or you can find you a high school guy, man. It's underrated.
No doubt. I saw Dante Lake point in July, man, during the live period. He was, if I ever saw him, put down in the rough players. I said, Dante. So, yeah, man. So, seeing all you guys on the road, man, trying to find the right fit, man, it's good, though, man, because I said, we have a great man of basketball. It's exciting. The ambiance is exciting. And, you know what I'm saying? I went down to Fort Valley, holler at Montez, and I'm like, man, it's some energy down here in Fort Valley, Georgia. Now, I don't go down there that often because it's Fort Valley, Georgia, but still.
Right.
You know, but he's like, you know, it's cool, man, seeing what you, but with all you all are doing at D1, D2, and even at high level, what you all are doing, man, it's so important to help you all bring up young black men, coach them up to be winners in the game of life, and get them good on the court that you may hopefully play professionally somewhere and make money for their family.
Right. Now, that's what we do it for, man. It's, you know, for me, man, it's about the kids, man, making sure they, you know, they're successful in life and, you know, just teaching them every day how to go get it. You know what I mean? The work ethic that comes with that, the mindset that comes with that, the discipline that comes with that, man, these kids get it. And I can assure you, man, when they leave Pine Bluff, these guys will know how to go get it on their own and provide for their family. They will not leave Pine Bluff, not with me. And my staff, man, here, man, they won't be able to say, man, coach didn't teach us how to go get it. Coach didn't teach us how to be successful. You know, coach didn't teach us how to be disciplined, have that elite work ethic and elite mindset. So, you know, that's what we work on with our guys every day.
No, never. Brother Solomon, you'll talk to us always, my brother. Now, I'll see you in Memphis. I'll text you when I get there. I'll get there on that Friday afternoon. So I'll be there then. So yeah, we'll link up, man. I come see there when I come see the hotel, man. I might not put on my TSU for regalia all the way. I'll have it.
man, look forward to seeing you out there, man.
No doubt, Coach. It's always my brother. Talk to you soon, my guy.
All right, blessings, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.